Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. That's the 90 minutes from wherever you are. Tyler, what do you got?
The countdown to Ryan Seacrest's live exit begins now. ABC on Monday announced that Seacrest will make his final appearance as host of Live with Kelly and Ryan on Friday, April 14th. That's in about 3 weeks. Then on Monday, April 17th, Mark Consuelos, Kelly's husband, will make his debut as her new co-host, at which point the morning show will be rebranded as Live with Kelly and Mark.
Seacrest out, basically.
Seacrest out.
You know, Tyler, don't take this the wrong way.
Talk to me.
But I don't feel like I need to know that.
Okay.
What would you prefer?
I appreciate the feedback.
I'm only teasing. Look, so I think this is going to be a big hit. I know a lot of people think this is doomed, you know, like when a husband and a wife work together too much, you know, or around each other too much. I think this is going to be a big hit because the show has always been a very intimate relationship between the two hosts and the audience. And now you've got this couple that's together. They're posting on social media all the time of the things they do, their kids, their life, etc. I'm predicting big hit for Kelly and Mark.
I think it could go either way. I think you're either going to have tremendous success watching this couple on live TV or you're going to end up just hating it.
That's generally the way of the world these days, I feel like.
Yeah, there really is no in between. You either hate it or love it.
Yeah, nobody has room for nuance these days. But that is what you need to know. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Cappy, do you like to marinate on your bracket? Or do you like to just go with your gut? I feel like you're a go with your gut kind of guy.
Yeah, I'm a gut guy. And I'm also a be honest guy. In other words, you know, look, when it comes to college basketball, you know, it's not like I've been sitting around every night watching it.
Yeah.
You know? So I got to go with names. I got to go with 5-12 upsets. I got to go with patterns. I don't go with knowledge, you know, because I don't have any.
Right. Okay.
I mean, how about you? Are you more of a know what you're talking about bracketologist?
I mean, I've seen the teams in like the power. I've seen like probably most of the teams in the Power Five at least once. So I in theory, have a decent idea of like what they're good at and what they're bad at. But that doesn't mean anything. Like, doesn't mean that I'm going to know what the hell I'm talking about picking this thing. Like, this thing is a mess. It's always a disaster. You never know what the hell's going to happen. That's why people watch it.
Yeah, I mean, Alabama, just to give you an example, they're the number one team in the country.
They're the number one overall seed.
Right. So they're the number one team in the entire thing, right? All I know about Alabama is, like, headlines.
Right. You know about Brandon Miller, the kid, because of the issue that is following him at the moment there.
I mean, the controversy he's
embroiled in.
Is he the kid that's the freshman that they say had the gun that was bringing
the gun was in the car and he brought it to the guy who committed a crime, yes.
All right, see, this is what I'm getting at. See, Alabama, I haven't seen them play all year long. All I know is the controversy.
Yeah, no, he's really good. He's going to be like a lottery pick. Like, he's that good.
Yeah, so you see, that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Kansas, defending champs, haven't seen him play since last year's national championship game.
Yeah, right.
You know what I know about Kansas is their coach, Bill Self, has been in the hospital the last few
years. There you go. You saw that.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with him.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's the stress of coaching or what.
I mean, you know, it could be a lot of things.
Purdue, I feel like I saw Purdue a couple of times when they were number one in the country and they were playing on
Got
like a Saturday
big
afternoon.
Center. Their center is big dude. Scores a lot. Yeah.
You know, Houston, number one seed. Didn't see him.
Yeah, they're good. They might be the best team when they're healthy.
So, I mean, I've seen a little UCLA. I've seen a little USC.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen less San Diego State basketball this year than I have in the last probably 15 or so.
Right.
My Pitt Panthers, I've seen a little bit of them. George, have you seen much of your Miami Hurricanes?
I have. I've seen them play a number of times.
Okay.
So, and I've seen, like, Indiana play a bunch of times. Yeah, I've seen a number of teams a number of times.
You know, I think I saw Indiana play and beat Purdue. If that actually happened, I saw it. If it didn't happen, I just made the whole thing up.
Okay. Cool.
Seen a lot of Colgate so far this year?
I've not seen a lot of Colgate, no.
How about Drake? You seen a bunch of Drake?
No, I've seen Drake, like the rapper, not the school. But they are generally, historically, they're a pretty good team.
How about Furman? You've been checking out a lot of Furman?
I've not seen Furman, no. Nope. Nope.
Oral Roberts?
I've not seen Oral Roberts.
Okay, see, this is the problem with the NCAA tournament. This is why you got to go with your gut.
Yeah, I'm with you. So, all right, you want to do some of this real quick?
Go ahead. Go ahead. You tell me. I'll tell you.
All right. I mean, I'm going to pick Alabama against whoever the hell's coming out of the 16 play-in. That's for sure, right?
With that?
Yeah. So, I got Maryland against West Virginia. I'm going to take first 5-12 upset. Ready? Charleston. College of Charleston over your San Diego State Aztecs and Kirk Morrison's San Diego State Aztecs.
Now, why would you take Charleston? I'm just curious.
To your point, because I like the matchups, right? I like the kind of like 5-12, like historically, that's obviously been a thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like Charleston's a good scoring team. They dominated a smaller conference. So I feel like those teams, and they've been in the tournament a number of times, so I feel like they've got some swagger to them in that scenario. And also, it's in Orlando. San Diego State's traveling across the country. I just feel like that stuff for those West Coast teams is always tough, you know?
Yeah. Well, Charleston, I don't know a whole lot about them, but what I do know is they did go 31-3. They lost to North Carolina early in the season when Carolina was the number one overall seed, you know, or number one ranked team, didn't even make the tournament.
I mean, Charleston, look, Charleston at least, though, can put the ball in the basket. Like, they are a good scoring team. They score like 81, 82 points a game or whatever it is, and that's a lot in college basketball.
Hey, look, San Diego State comes from the Mountain West. They had four teams get into the tournament. A little more respect than that conference is accustomed to. I will take San Diego State in this. And even though it's a 5-12, I'll find other 5-12 upsets.
Okay, Virginia and Furman. Now, 4-13 is also kind of like a thing that happens now, too. Well, I feel like Virginia obviously lost to a 16 seed. They're the first team to ever do that a couple years ago. But I feel like they're going to take care of business against Furman in this scenario. I like Creighton against North Carolina State. Creighton is one of those teams that is really good offensively, well-coached team. I've seen NC State play. I feel like they've beaten some good teams in the ACC, but I just don't know if they can keep up with Creighton from like a scoring perspective.
See, this is one of those gut games for me, George, where I haven't seen Creighton at all.
Right. I've only seen them play twice.
I only know NC State coming from the ACC.
I've seen the NC State play a couple times. Yeah.
I know how hard it is to get through the ACC, and even if it's not the conference that it once was with Duke and North Carolina being at the top, and Virginia for that matter, this is one of those gut games where I'm looking for an upset. I'll take the 11 seed over the 6. I'll take NC State.
Okay. I like Creighton. Actually, I'm looking at here. NC State actually has outscored Creighton this year. But Creighton has a higher BPI rank, and they've played a lot more teams in the top 25 than NC State has this year. So they're pretty battle-tested. So I feel good about that. Then I got Baylor against UCSB. Like, look, I don't think UCSB is going to beat a team of the caliber of Baylor. Like, let's just be real. Now, they may be in it for a minute. I mean, the Irvinians won a couple years ago, if you may remember, UC Irvine. But, like, Baylor's legit good. Like, they've been good for a long time. So,
but you know, we do have four teams in from the region, from the mega market.
Right.
And UCSB qualifies as one of those Southern California teams.
Yeah.
So I would expect Baylor to win. I'm gonna root for UCSB. I'm going to put a little support behind our man, Travis Rogers, who's a UCSB alum.
Gauchos, right?
Yep. So I'm gonna take Baylor here, but I'm going to root for UCSB.
So here's a tricky one. The 7-10 game in that region, Missouri and Utah State. Utah State is the lower seed, but they're actually favored in the game. So I'm going to take Utah State in that one. Ryan Odom, their head coach. Remember I mentioned how Virginia lost to a 16 seed?
Tell me that was the coach.
That's the coach.
Yeah.
Ryan Odom is the coach of Utah State now. They're one of the best three-point shooting teams in the country. And in this tournament, if you can shoot the ball, you're going to be in games. They shoot the ball at nearly 40% as a team. So I like them against Missouri, and then Arizona against Princeton. Princeton always gives people fits, it feels like, just based on their style, but Arizona's too good to lose to Princeton. So.
You know what, that Missouri-Utah State game, I've seen Utah State play a couple times this year, and that's one of those games where I don't really believe that much in Utah State, so then I look at the two schools and I say conference versus conference. I'll take Missouri. Hey, just go back to the 8-9 game, Maryland versus Virginia. I don't think you made a pick in that game.
Oh, Maryland I took West Maryland. Virginia. Yeah, I took Maryland. Sorry.
All right, just for the hell of it, I'll take West Virginia just on the other side.
All right, let's go through these faster. I'm just going to give you real quick. On the other side, Houston, Northern Kentucky. I got Houston. I got Auburn as the 9 over the 8 in Iowa. Miami over Drake. That's a scary one, though. Drake is good. But I like Miami. I like Miami, especially if their big man Norchard plays. He's hurt. He busted his foot. He was on crutches in the ACC tournament in the first minute of the Duke game. But if he plays, they're in good shape. Indiana, I like them in a tough one against Kent State. I really thought about taking Kent State there because Indiana's got NBA talent on that roster, but I feel like Kent State beat them 10 years ago. It's like going to be the 10-year anniversary of them playing. And I feel like, you know, in the tournament, as stupid as that sounds, things like that matter. And like if Kent State like stays close, all of a sudden all you're gonna see is flashbacks to that game, right? Like Ian Eagle is gonna have the game and be like, "Remember 10 years ago when Kent State beat Indiana in the tournament?"
The answer is no, I don't.
Yeah, but it happened. Is my point. So
I'm rooting for some storylines in that Midwest bracket. Yeah. I'm hoping that Pitt makes its way through.
Wait, but I got an upset. Here's my big upset. Ready?
Oh, give it to me.
I got Pitt over Iowa State because I think Pitt's beating Mississippi State. And I have your Pitt Panthers advancing because I got Kennesaw State with a big upset against Xavier.
Wow, that'd be a huge upset. Now, check me on this. Is Xavier the team that Sean Miller, the coach?
Correct. Arizona coach is now there, yeah.
Right, so he went from Xavier to Arizona, Arizona back to Xavier.
Yeah.
Now, when I was in college, George, he was the star of our basketball team.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that Pitt plays Xavier.
Right. Well,
I love stories like that.
I mean, I'm giving you a better chance to get to the Sweet 16, though.
Yeah, with Kennesaw State.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Texas A&M over Penn State, Texas over Colgate, and then that means I got Texas A&M and Texas. Big rivalry game in the next round. So there
you
go. I
got the same thing. Yeah, I'm also shooting for that.
Yeah. All right, so let's go to the next ones.
East or West?
East. Purdue, Memphis. Memphis over FAU, the Owls. Duke over Oral Roberts, although Oral Roberts can win that game. Tennessee over Louisiana. Louisiana can also win that game, but I'm going chalk there. Kentucky over Providence. Kansas State over Montana State. USC over Michigan State. Michigan State's been all over the place this year. And look, I get it. They're dealing with tragedy there. Like, it's just been a rough season for them in a lot of ways. Marquette, I think, is one of the best teams in the country. So I got them beating Vermont for sure. Then in the West, real quick, Cappy. Kansas over Howard. Arkansas over Illinois in a tight one. St. Mary in a tight one over VCU. I think they're legit. I got Iona beating UConn as a 13. I got Arizona State or Nevada beating TCU, Gonzaga coming up against Grand Canyon, Northwestern beating Boise, Cappy, and UCLA beating UNC Asheville.
That's all right. A couple upsets for me over in the East. I'm going to take USC over Michigan State, the 10 over the 7. Here's my upset special. You ready for this, George?
Yeah, go ahead.
Vermont over Marquette, a 15 over a 2.
Wow.
There's a kid on Vermont.
That's crazy.
There's a kid on Vermont.
You know
George.
Him. Yeah, your kids know him.
This kid grew up practically in my house.
Yeah.
His name is Finn Sullivan. He was the conference player of the year.
Yeah.
He was the only kid that could ever play. Every time my kid put a rec basketball team together, they put this kid on the team, and he just dominated.
Right.
So just for rooting purposes, I'm going to take Vermont over Marquette.
I hope that happens, but probably not as much.
Nah, it's probably not looking all that good.
Yeah.
God, I hope Grand Canyon can beat Gonzaga.
Yeah, I don't see that either.
You don't think that's going to happen?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. All right, let's break here real quick, and then we can just finish it up because now we're pretty much down to the Sweet 16 at that point.
Good.
Yeah. All right, but coming up next, Cappy, you and I are going to dive into the Lakers again because the margin of error is shrinking. And by shrinking, I mean like big shrinkage, okay? Like George and Seinfeld shrinkage, okay? Let's get to that coming up next.
All right, before we do, hey, I want to remind everybody that ESPN LA is taking over Yamava Resort and Casino's latest amenity. For those of you that have already been there, you know the 909 Sports Bar is probably the greatest sports bar on the planet, and we're going to have a giant tournament tip-off watch party this Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Travis and Slee, Mason and Ireland, me and Sedano. Come on out and meet all-time basketball great. Baron Davis is going to be with us from 4 to 6 p.m. He's going to sign autographs, take pictures. You're going to have a great time meeting Baron Davis. Wall-to-wall LED TVs, 150 screens, 32 craft beers, amazing restaurants, the perfect place to watch all the college basketball action. We'll see you guys out there on Thursday. You must be 21. Please gamble responsibly and be ready because the party is on at Yamava this Thursday.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
I feel like a few months ago we were talking about this song because I screwed something up and I thought it was called like Enforcer or something, and I started singing Enforcer, you know, I say the boom boom down. Anybody remember that?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't remember exactly what it was. Something like that. I screwed the words up.
Right.
Can't understand a word that guy's saying, but it sounds really cool. When he gets that.
It's a good song still.
Yeah, I like
very
it.
Very much one-hit wonder, but still very good song.
Snow, huh?
Yeah. Canadian.
Well, I mean, that stands to reason. It's cold up there. Yeah. You know, you're not Canadian and call yourself sunshine.
I mean, you never know.
By the way, real quick, yeah. Side note.
Yeah.
Wherever you are right now, just take a quick time out in your life, catch your breath for a quick second here, and look outside. Now, if you're driving and you're stuck in traffic, you're already looking outside. How great is it that at 6:20 p.m., it is still light out?
Oh, right, because the time changed yesterday, or the day before yesterday, sorry.
Right, yeah. Right. So, like, on Sunday morning, I woke up, it was like 8:30. I'm like, oh, my God, it's 8:30. Like, that's like hours past when I sleep. But that's because the clock's moved forward, you know? But now, look how nice it is at 6:20 in the evening. Look how nice and bright it is. I can't stand when it gets dark at 5 o'clock at night.
I mean, that's going to happen again. You know that, right?
Yeah, but can't we... Didn't we vote on this or something?
No.
We didn't?
No, it was like the... I want to say Congress, but then it didn't pass the Senate.
So it was a bill that got stuck in the House, basically.
Yeah.
But it's been reintroduced, so it's back on the table. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't really know what the issues are.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really know much about the Farmer's Almanac.
Yeah.
Or, you know, crops or anything. Farming, things like that. But I know I like sunshine later in the day.
By the way, sunset tonight, 6:59, just so you know.
Oh, really?
So you get Slee at sunset tonight on Lakers Talk.
So we will not get off the air, and there'll still be sunlight. The suns will not have set when we go off the air tonight.
Correct, at 6:58. It'll still be out. That's just awesome. Barely.
I'm going to get my last 60 seconds of sunshine.
Are you walking on sunshine?
I could be.
Yeah.
I certainly could.
Lakers were for three games, and then this thing happened yesterday with the Knicks just bullying them to, you know, bludgeoning them, basically. I mean, Julius Randle, 25 points a game. I had to look that up because I didn't believe it. It is the highest scoring margin he has, or scoring average he has, against any other team.
I mean, I got to give him credit. Julius Randle was amazing. I mentioned earlier, guy had 31 points through three quarters and only finished with 33 points, so he didn't have that much scoring impact in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. But it's like he could do anything on the floor.
He was wild, man. Like, there were plays I was just like, when I was calling that game yesterday, I was just like, I just felt like I said his name a million times.
Yeah. And then, hey, listen, George, he scored 33, which is, you know, what you focus on, the leading scorer. But RJ Barrett
was really good, too.
He was awesome.
Yeah, that's what you couldn't have happen if you were the Lakers. You couldn't have, like, RJ Barrett also. They can't combine for 63 points. Like, that's
right. Well, that's what they did.
Yeah.
63 points.
So,
you know,
the margin of error is shrinking now for the Lakers. Like, it's not ideal. You can't have this stuff happening the way it's happening for them right now. So I just don't know how many more of these losses they could afford at this point.
Well, I mean, I've been looking at the schedule, and tomorrow at New Orleans. So when you look at the standings, you have the Pelicans and the Lakers are both at 33 and 35. Mm-hmm. We love to throw around this phrase. It's a must-win game.
Yeah. No, it's pretty must-win.
You got to win this game. And by the way, if you're Anthony Davis and you've had two games in a row where D'Angelo Russell has come back from injury and has gone completely off, and you've had 8 points in the game on Friday night, and by your own admission said, hey, everybody else showed up, I didn't show up last night. Talked about free throw problems, 1 for 5 from the free throw line. Mm-hmm. If you're Anthony Davis and you're going back to New Orleans and there's no Zion, and are they missing other guys as well? I mean, bottom line is you've got to go and lead this team the way you were. You got to have a big night in New Orleans. So Anthony Davis got to step back up tomorrow night, and the Lakers got to win this game. They lose to the New Orleans Pelicans. I think, George, to your point earlier about how the Laker fans are so high and low right now, dude, you lose this game to New Orleans tomorrow afternoon, people are going to be jumping off like, forget it, it's done. LeBron shouldn't even come back. Forget it. Because you can't lose this game.
Yeah. Do you want to know? So 538 has the Lakers as the 9 seed. They say 50% chance of making the playoffs right now. And they're going to finish 41-41. So 500.
Well, that'd be the first time they're 500. You mentioned it.
Since January 27, 2022.
Amazing. All right, so they go to New Orleans, right? They got to win that game.
They got to win that game. They do own the tiebreaker against them currently, and it looks like Brandon Ingram's not going to play.
Okay, then they go to Houston on Wednesday.
I mean, they got to win that game. I mean, Houston is literally trying, like, I mean, they're openly trying to tank. They want, like, Scoot Henderson or Wembanyama.
Dude, we should be able to play on the floor with Anthony Davis and Malik Beasley and D'Angelo Russell, and if you and me are on the floor, we should be able to beat Houston. Exaggeration? Perhaps. You understand the point.
No, I get it.
Then you come home for Friday night against Dallas. Mm-hmm. Now I'm watching Dallas right now getting smoked by Memphis 85-69 with a few seconds to go here in the third quarter.
Yeah.
And here's what I notice. Mm-hmm. Kyrie's sitting on the bench, street clothes, and Luka's sitting on the bench, street clothes, hanging out with Mark Cuban. So I don't know if either of those guys will be back, or if neither of those guys will be back, or if both of those guys will be back. Doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. You're home. You got to win that game. Then Sunday, you got Orlando at home.
Got to beat them.
Got to win that game.
Although they've been sneaky. They've beaten a lot of playoff teams this year, even though they've been bad.
Okay, well, let's just assume for a moment here that the Lakers could completely turn the energy after losing to the Knicks. In, like I said, it was an entertaining game. And it was a game where when they went on a 12-0 run in the third quarter, you're like, okay, all right, I think they got this. And then the Knicks just flipped it in the fourth quarter, and before you knew it, they had a 10-point lead.
Right.
But they could go on a 4-game winning streak before they get to Phoenix. And if they could put together 4 straight wins before they host Phoenix next Wednesday night, it'd be a big deal. It'd be a really big deal. And I suppose we're not even going to hear anything about KD coming back for that.
No, I still, yeah, I think that he may come back after that Laker game on the 22nd.
So games like Phoenix
but
and
that's
Oklahoma
not,
City.
But that's not, I mean, that Phoenix game's still going to be tough even without him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, without him, it would have been a hard game to win. I mean, you don't have LeBron, they don't have KD. It's still going to be a hard game to win. Even if the Lakers did have LeBron, it would be a hard game
LeBron
to win.
LeBron and KD haven't played against each other, I think, since like 2019 or 2018 or something crazy.
I was going to say since like high school.
No, it's not that long. It's like okay. It's like 4 years, I want to say.
Jeez. But, you know, you got these games at New Orleans, got to win it because the records are the same. At Houston because they're terrible. Dallas because you're home. Orlando because they're supposed to be terrible in your home. Phoenix, you're home. Oklahoma City, I mean, you got a 4-game homestand coming up. 5 games because you got Chicago at home. You got 5 games coming up at home. If ever there was a time for this team to go on a real winning streak. I don't mean 3 games. I'm talking like 6-7 games in a row. This is the part of the schedule where you should go on that kind of run, George.
Yeah.
Can they do it?
I mean, they've got to. I don't think. I mean, can they do it? They have no choice. They have to do it.
That game
just
next Wednesday.
Just get in the damn play-in. I don't care where you get in. Just get in. Don't miss the playoffs again. It'd be a travesty, for God's sake.
Oh, my God. It'd be embarrassing. Let's see, Wednesday the 22nd, you plan on going to that game?
Yeah, I am, because I'll be on the sidelines that day.
Oh, okay, good. I'll just be there taunting you.
Taunting me?
Well, I mean, I'll just be checking you out, like, yo, nice turtleneck.
No turtleneck on that game.
No?
That's it. Last turtleneck game was Denver at the end of last month.
Okay, we talking tie, shirt and tie?
Yeah, shirt and tie.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what combination yet. We'll have to see.
Okay, well, next Wednesday night against Phoenix, that's the game to be at.
Yeah. think I need to buy some new suits.
You do?
Yeah, I could use an extra color or two.
I think I like that cranberry concoction you had going on.
Mm.
I mean, I'm like a blue, black, gray, pretty simple, standard.
Yeah.
You know? I like that you're going deep.
Deep into the bag.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, we didn't finish our tournament thing. Do you want to do a tournament bracket thing for our Circle of Trust people?
I think that's a great idea. I would love to do that.
Yeah, you know what? Screw Tommy and these guys. They don't want to do it. We'll do our own.
I'll do it. I'm in on it.
All right, I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out in the next
couple
days.
All right, we're going to leave it to you. You handle it.
Yeah, I'll make it work. Because if I do it, it'll get done.
Yeah, if I do it, it won't get done.
Yeah, if we leave it to you, it'll be like...
no chance.
I mean, it'll be that basic. So.
Yep.
All right, big deal or no deal, and we'll finish up our brackets probably before dealer's choice. All right, see ya.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thanks, Christopher. By the way, Cappy, you sound so youthful in that Yamava promo. What did they do to your voice there? It sounds...
I don't know what they did. They made it sound like young and cool and happening and, yeah.
It's so youthful.
I was having a good voice day.
They injected it with life.
Damn.
I think they injected it with steroids.
All right, Tyler, what do you got? Tyler.
Laura's going to take the first one.
Oh, Laura.
Taylor, Tyler, that's so messed up.
That's what Christopher called
it. I know, I heard it earlier when I was taking calls. So I'm going to do this one because it just happened and it just came into my atmosphere. I don't know what to say. Somebody tweeted at me and was like, hey, can you please accept my request for the Circle of Trust? So I go and look and I see Ms. Kelly Sedano was still pending as a member request. And I literally go to George and I'm like, George, what happened? Like, why isn't Kelly approved yet? So I'm like, Cappy, I'm going to start off with you. Do you think it's a big deal or no deal that Kelly Sedano was not approved?
She is approved.
I mean, now.
I didn't know she was there.
Let me just do the big deal or no deal.
Oh, my
play
bad.
Along, man.
Yeah.
Damn.
Sorry. I'm going to have to say that it's no deal.
You guys are no fun. I thought it was funny.
Did Kelly Sedano... I mean, did she just find out about the Circle of Trust?
Maybe.
She's a busy woman, you know?
I mean, I do know. She's a professional woman, a career woman, a mother of two children. She got to deal with George. She's a busy lady.
That's a big one.
You know? Busy lady.
Yeah.
So she just found out. George, you never told her, like, hey, guess what? I came up with this genius idea. I created the Circle of Trust.
I don't think so. I don't know. I mean, that stuff doesn't really come up in the dinner conversations, to be honest with you.
That's work, Cappy. You don't talk about work while you're with family.
Really?
I mean, not really.
No. Not a ton, no. You know?
If, like, something slips, then yeah. But, like, it's not like, yo, my God. No, it's not.
We spend a lot of time more talking about, like, you know, did the kids do anything stupid today? Like, we're going to get in trouble for, like, at school? Or, like, you know, what happened, you know?
I understand that.
Like, did they do anything that's going to cause us grief? Like, what happened? Shame, you know?
You guys talk about current events? Do you say things like,
oh, yeah, Kel, we definitely talk about current events.
Hey, Kel,
my wife works in Silicon Valley Bank? She works in news. So of course we talk about current events.
Well, that's what I was asking. But that's work, isn't it?
Well, no, but that's, like, we would talk about that even if she wasn't working there.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, yeah, we don't talk sports, really. I mean, she watches games with me occasionally, but, you know.
She listened to the game yesterday?
She did not. No, she never listens to my games. Yeah, she'll watch them if it's on TV for like a few minutes.
All right.
But that's it. It's fine.
Right, well, I want to say this. Laura, did you let Kelly Sedano in the Circle of Trust?
No, Sedano did because I told him. I was like, bro, that's your wife.
Come on, man. Keep Kelly Sedano out of the Circle of Trust. We want her in the Circle of Trust.
Now she's in. So there you have it.
All right. There you go.
All right. Fair enough. All right. What's next?
All right, so there's a big storm heading our way again.
Another one?
Another storm's coming.
Dude, I've got fatigue, dude. I can't take it anymore.
Dude, Cappy, you're getting called out here because you said that if it rained during the pickleball tournament, it could put your appearance in jeopardy. So rain on Saturday going to be a big deal or no deal, Cappy?
Well, it's a huge deal. Are you telling me that it's you're looking into the forecast, the 5-day, and there's rain in the forecast for Saturday for pickleball?
I guess we're not. Oh, for pickleball?
Is that what you're saying, Tyler?
I'm saying there's a chance of rain, Cappy.
Well, is it 50%? Is it 20%? Is it 80%?
It's a percent. There's a chance. And so I'm saying there's a chance. And if it rains, are we going to see Scott Kaplan on the pickleball court?
All right, let me think about this for a second here. What footwear do I have? What rain gear do I own? What proper protective eyewear do I have? I mean, look, here's the thing about the rain. I don't like playing in the rain. I don't like riding my bike in the rain. I don't like being wet in the rain. I don't like being in the rain.
I'm with you.
Same.
But I also know this, that most people are very weak when it comes to the rain, myself included. And that means that whoever we're playing against, they're going to not want to play. They're going to want to just be like, okay, I signed up, I paid, let's play. So I'm going to take advantage of other people's weakness, and I'm going to come out with my A game in the rain. Should it happen.
So we're seeing a little flip-flop.
Yeah, flippy-floppy.
A Scotty Kaplan flippy-floppy.
Flippy-floppy.
All right. Well,
George,
good.
How about you? Are you good for the rain, George?
Yeah, I don't care. It doesn't really rain that hard here very often anyway.
It might be a light sprinkle.
It's like a mist.
God, you guys see what happened on Friday? Oy vey. Like a monsoon.
Yeah, when we get rained on as of late, it's been dumping pretty good.
What do they call this thing that's going on right now? This Pineapple Express, this something
an atmospheric river.
Yeah, that.
Yeah. I got 7% chance of rain on Saturday here in Fountain Valley.
That's what I'm saying.
No problem. I'm good.
Yeah. It's a percentage though, like.
But it's cushioned by rain on both sides, so that 7% could go up. It could go
down. About Tuesday, Wednesday? Because George and I were talking about having a pickleball
practice. Oh, it's supposed to rain on Wednesday.
100% chance of rain on Tuesday, 70% chance of rain on Wednesday.
Yeah, we're not going to be able to practice.
All right, well, we're going to have to just show up.
Or you take it in stride and you practice in the rain.
We'll be fine. You don't think we're going to be fine?
Oh, we're going to be really fine.
Then there you go.
Yeah, I'm going to suck. I already know. It's okay.
No, you're going to be fine.
No.
You'll be fine, too. Yeah. Wow. 100% on Tuesday. That's tomorrow.
Thank God I moved already.
And it's going to be 58, so it's going to be a cold dump.
I cannot take it anymore. I have got rain fatigue. Can't take it.
Well, apparently it's supposed to rain also on March 22nd when KD comes to town, or the Suns at least.
Really?
Yeah. Well, he's not going to.
But that's it. That's supposed to be the last one before the weather turns nice again. Like, for good. For, like, the spring now. We're good.
Yeah, because I know my daughter's spring break is coming up first week of April, and we're planning on going back up to Mammoth. I've not skied at all. Now, this is first world problems. I get it.
Yeah, very much so.
But, you know, I wanted to ski, and the you can't even ski because the weather's been so bad.
Yeah. I mean, those poor people in San Bernardino, man.
Dude, it's terrible.
You know what that is? I feel for all those people. Right? April showers bring May flowers.
Hey, that's a very positive way of thinking.
So we need the April showers.
No, we got
to
stop with the April showers.
To get the May flowers.
No. All right, March showers.
No one's listening to this show to.
For what, Doppler radar?
Yeah, seriously. Like Dallas Rains, they got him at Channel 7. We're good.
Disagree. Right. People listen to us for weather.
What's next, Tyler?
Team USA got beat by Team Mexico.
I know.
Earlier this morning, 11
Crazy.
To 5.
Crazy.
11 Mexico. To 5.
Yeah.
But Team USA was rescued because Great Britain upset Team Colombia earlier, so it kind of offsets the loss. But the fact that a team can put up 11 runs on Team USA, big deal or no deal?
Big deal. First of all, you know, you got this issue, and now we're not the only team dealing with this, where, you know, the parent teams of these players are like, hey, Mark DeRosa, you can only throw my guy for so much. Like, he can only throw so many pitches. And he's got to kind of juggle that. Figure that out. The pitching staff is not that good to begin with. And then, you know, they're basically a softball team in the lineup, but they couldn't score the other day, to your point, because good pitching generally beats good hitting in baseball, even as good as the USA team is. So, yeah, it's a big problem.
Now, is Team Mexico, I don't know this because I didn't get to see the game, which I think was yesterday in Phoenix, wasn't it?
This morning.
Oh, earlier today?
Yeah.
So... is Team Mexico's roster comprised of major leaguers, or are these
some major leaguers? Yes,
a good amount of major leaguers.
Yeah.
Okay, because, you know, Mexico has its own pro baseball leagues and stuff, right?
Julio Urias is a pitcher for Team Mexico. Got Matt Barnes. He did. He did pitch. He pitched earlier today. Yep.
Okay.
Arozarena is on there, too.
Arozarena, yep. You got Alex Verdugo, the Red Sox.
Right. Randy Arozarena, who's Cuban.
He's Cuban.
Is playing for Team Mexico because loves the Mexicans because of they saved him. So he has a partial Mexican citizenship. Like, he's dual citizenship is what I meant. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. So, so it's not like some embarrassment, like that the U.S. team lost to Team
Mexico. No, but you shouldn't lose 11-4 or whatever the hell they lost.
Yeah, 11-5.
Okay. Yeah, 11-5. Yeah.
Cappy, we also, maybe that's why, you know, Freddie Freeman didn't play for USA. He was like, oh, I'm going to Canada.
Yeah, it's like our pitching's going to stink. I mean, we can't even get Clayton Kershaw insured. What the hell are we going to do here?
I don't know if Team Canada's the right choice over Team
USA. I mean,
USA,
it's not, yeah, that's but, true, too. You know, just saying.
It's good maple syrup.
Who's playing first base for Team USA? Anybody
Paul
know?
Goldschmidt.
Goldie.
Yeah, so you wonder, I'm just saying.
I mean he's better than Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, that's the thing about Freddie Freeman. Freddie Freeman may say, yeah, he chose Team Canada, but he also
But he wasn't going to start at first base is what you're saying.
And he may not have even been on the roster.
No, he would have been on the roster.
100% guaranteed?
Yeah, it's Freddie Freeman, bro.
Yes.
So what? I mean, the point is.
I got to look into this, but are they using the designated hitter in the World Baseball Classic?
I don't know. That's a good question. Probably is my guess.
All right, let me ask everybody a quick question here. Is anybody watching the World Baseball Classic?
I have. I've watched a few of the games.
A little bit.
I've dipped in, yeah.
I have not seen much of
it. An opportunity to watch baseball in
I've not seen. Where, like, where are you guys watching it? Like,
it's on FS1 and on Fox.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Although the hours are really wonky. Captain.
Yeah, because all the stuff in Asia is being played in the middle of the night here.
Right.
Yeah.
But what about a game between Mexico and the USA and Phoenix this morning?
When I was walking into work this morning, it was on, and it was not. It was early.
What time was this?
3:45.
I think that was the replay.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah,
that was the replay.
I think
okay.
the game was played yesterday.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was yesterday. Yeah.
Man, I was waiting around to watch the result and everything.
Call Google, bro.
Oh, no, you know what?
Oh, my God, that's funny.
Let me see.
Don't joke.
That was very funny. Like, I'm
it was yesterday.
Result.
Yeah, it was yesterday. Was
like, oh, man, I was bought in at 3:40 in the morning.
My man Tyler was like, dude.
I'm awake for this. Let's get it.
Yeah, because when you said 3:40, I thought you meant this afternoon.
Oh, no, sir.
Yeah, no, it was played at like, in the evening yesterday.
Dang.
Yeah, yeah.
Heard there were a lot of Team Mexico fans there, not a lot of Team USA fans. Said it was like 80-20 Team Mexico fans.
Yep. They kept showing the stands, and it definitely looked like that.
I mean, right. I could see that. Just saying.
Well, I didn't see it, but I heard it.
Yeah. All right, is that it? Are we good?
That's it.
All right, that is Big Deal or No Deal. Cappy, let's finish our brackets, and then we got Dealer's Choice for you.
All right.
Hold on. Beto Duran just texted me.
What's he saying?
Says it was last night, and it was sold out. Mexican flag. I'm not going to say this word. I'll say another word for it. Ponche Taylor.
Yeah, I know the word he wanted.
Thank you for the word.
Yeah. My bad, Beto. Yeah.
So, all right. One more segment to go, and then Big Slee. Slee at Sunset for Lakers Talk tonight. Legitimately at Sunset. That's coming up next.
Hey, by the way, that Yamava event that's happening on Thursday, remember, Baron Davis will be there from 4 to 6 p.m. So an all-time, you know, UCLA great, an all-time NBA player. Baron Davis is going to spend a couple hours with us. When I say us, me, George, everybody who's going to be there, it's going to be a blast. And it'll all lead into the UCLA game at 7, so be there, sucka.
By the way, Kike Hernandez just walked off Puerto Rico against Israel. And by walk-off, there's an eighth inning rule, which basically if you've scored 10 runs and you're up 10-0 by the eighth inning, you're up 10 runs, the game's over.
They beat my Israeli
perfect
hermanos.
Game.
Yeah, and it was a perfect game, right?
Perfect game.
Yeah.
Puerto Rico.
Somebody perfect gamed
perfect game
my Israelis?
Off. Yeah.
Sorry, Cap.
That sucks.
Yeah, just ended right now.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, it was on FS1.
Wow.
I'm surprised he didn't go FS1.
Well, I'm going to do that right now.
Yeah, go ahead.
FS1.
I mean, you'll see the celebration probably.
On what channel?
Puerto Rico.
Is it on?
What's that?
What channel was it on?
FS1.
FS1. Yeah, I got it. I got it now.
Are they celebrating?
Nah, they're in a commercial of some kind.
It's over. All right. Yeah. All right, Laura, hit the music. Ba 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 da beep beep ba ba doo ba boo. All right, where were we? We were in the Sweet 16 already, right?
Sort of, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. So Sweet 16, South region. I got Alabama against Virginia. And you know what, Cappy?
Tell me.
I got the 4-seed Virginia advancing to the Elite Eight.
Okay. I'm going to be a homer here. I've got Alabama versus San Diego State. And I'm going to take San Diego State to pull off a shocker.
Okay. There you go.
You gotta have fun with these things. You know, you got to pick who you're rooting for.
I hear you. On the other side of the Sweet 16, I've got in the Midwest, Houston versus Miami. I got Houston against Miami. Okay. Houston advancing to the Elite Eight.
I've got Houston versus Indiana, and I've also got Houston advancing.
All right. Then in the lower half of the bracket, down in the East. Well, actually, no, I'm sorry. There's still more of the Sweet 16. We still have the South side. Creighton in Arizona. I got Arizona.
You're saying in the South side. Okay, here. I have North Carolina State versus Arizona. You know, I'm just going to go with I got North Carolina State versus Baylor. So I'm going to take Baylor in Arizona, and I'm going to take Baylor to advance.
Okay, that's nice. I got Texas beating your Pitt Panthers, and they're going to take on Houston.
You know what? If my Pitt Panthers get this far, for the heck of it, I might as well pick them. I'll take Pitt to go to the Elite Eight.
Right. The funny thing is that you got two shots at it because it's actually Mississippi State or Pitt. When you pick the bracket.
That's true.
So, then down in the East region, Purdue and Duke. I got Duke upsetting the number one seed, Purdue.
Let's see. I had Purdue versus Duke. I'll take Purdue.
Okay.
I'll take Purdue to advance.
Then I got Kentucky and Marquette, and I got Marquette, Shaka Smart and the boys taking care of business against John Calipari.
Yeah, see, I had Kentucky versus Vermont, and I'll have to take Kentucky there as well.
Okay.
So Kentucky-Purdue becomes my my East bracket.
I got Kansas versus St. Mary's, the Gales.
Hey, I have that too.
And I'm going to take Kansas there.
No, wait a second. I have Kansas versus UConn. Might be.
Okay.
I'll take Kansas.
Then the biggest matchup in the Sweet 16 clearly would be UCLA versus the Zags. I mean,
that's right.
That would be insane. And I got UCLA.
Well, I don't know if I've got them. I'm just going to pick them because I want the rooting interest. So I've got Kansas versus UCLA down there as well.
Yeah. All right. So then what do we got? So next I got UCLA, Kansas. I'm taking UCLA.
Yeah, it's fun. Might as well pick them.
I got Marquette, Duke. I'm taking Marquette.
Let me see where you're at. Marquette, Duke. Okay, I've got Purdue, Kentucky. I'll take Purdue.
I got Virginia, Arizona. I'm taking Arizona.
Okay, I've got San Diego State versus Baylor. This is where it comes to an end for San Diego State. I'll take Baylor.
I got Houston and Texas. I'm taking Houston, going to Houston for the Final Four.
Okay, I've got Houston over Pitt, so I'll take Houston as well.
So now I got two Pac-12 teams. I got a Big East team in Marquette, and I believe AAC for Houston, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, but I think they're moving, aren't they?
Yeah, they are eventually.
I think they're moving to the Big Ten. Big 12.
Big 12, yeah.
Yeah, Big 12.
Yeah. So, Final Four, Houston, UCLA, Arizona, Marquette. What do you got?
Houston, UCLA, Baylor, Purdue.
All right, so I got UCLA beating Houston in Houston, and then I got Marquette over Arizona.
Okay, I'm going to go with Houston versus Purdue.
Wow, so you got them beating UCLA.
Yeah, I do.
Wow. What happened to the rooting interest part?
Well, I got to the Final Four.
I mean, I guess. We might as well just finish the deal, dude, at that point.
Nah.
All right, then I got UCLA beating Shaka Smart and the guys.
Boy, oh boy, talk about a homer pick.
UCLA winning the whole thing.
I mean, talk about
Let's
a homer
go.
Pick.
Let's go, boys of Westwood.
Homerism at its best.
Yeah, boys of Laura will be happy. I got UCLA winning.
Woo!
Not likely.
Yeah, UCLA. What do you mean not likely?
Not likely.
They're like one of the top like 6 or 7 teams in the country.
Stephen A. thinks they're going to be top 4 for sure.
They've also got a lot of injuries.
Not a lot of injuries.
Well, listen, they got one
Don't
of their
hate,
top.
Bro.
I'm not trying to hate. I'm just.
I mean, a little
up,
bit.
Am I really? Is this hate?
Yeah, a little
Don't
bit.
Don't hate. Celebrate.
Exactly.
I'm just saying they got one of their top guys is out.
Yeah, but he's been out for a minute.
Right. Well, I mean, a couple of games.
Yeah.
And then
it's
one of their other top guys. Well, it's like 2 minutes.
Right.
And then one of their other guys got a shoulder problem.
Yeah,
we don't
he'll
know
be
how
fine.
Long he's going to be all
he's
right.
He's going to put some dirt on it, and he'll be good to go.
I mean, listen, that would be like me telling you that I think that Pitt's going to win the entire thing.
No, are you out of your mind?
No,
what are you talking about? Last year, UCLA was an 11 seed.
No.
Last year, UCLA had to play their way in.
That was 2 years ago.
Well, whatever.
Are you talking about old news, bro?
Was it really 2 years ago?
It was 2 years ago. Last year, they were the second best team in the country going into the tournament, and they lost in the regional semis.
Yeah, I don't have that kind of memory.
Yeah. They were super disappointing last year. Because remember, they had the kid who got drafted by Utah. What's his name?
You know what? You know, George, hold on a second. You took UCLA to win the whole thing?
Yeah.
I'm going to redo my entire bracket.
No!
Yeah. Yeah, here it goes. Listen to this. Listen to this. USC beats Michigan State, then USC beats Vermont.
I mean, really?
Then USC beats Kentucky, then USC beats Purdue, then I've got USC beating Baylor.
So you got USC winning the national championship.
USC plays UCLA in the national championship game.
You know what?
And USC wins the national championship.
Yeah, you just suck it up to Boney.
Yeah, just like you're sucking up.
How am I sucking up?
Yeah, come on. Give me a break.
UCLA's good.
I'm not saying they're not good.
I mean, you're kind of saying that.
You just you know, taking them to win the whole thing. I mean, it's just pure homerism, which is fine. I can appreciate it. Don't get me wrong.
Is it really pure homerism?
Yes, it is. 100%.
How is that the case?
Well, you're always on the air saying, my boy Martin Drummond, you know, my boy, the athletic director. So, yeah, you're picking your guy.
But Boney would be my boy, too, if
we
were
like
that.
I'm picking Boney.
Okay.
All of a sudden.
Yeah, I got USC, you got UCLA. It's total homerism all the way around.
Mm. Okay.
Be authentic, Cap. You're a real one. You're a real one.
I mean, UCLA, by the way, has the third best odds to win the whole thing.
Okay.
They're tied with Purdue. Johnny Juzang is who I was thinking of. Thank you, Tyler. Yeah, they were a big disappointment with Johnny Juzang. But they still got Jaime Jaquez.
Yeah.
There we go. And, you know, Tiger Campbell. Amari Bailey's balling right now. So there you go.
All right, there you have it.
So Mick Cronin and them boys, man, they're going to take care of business.
Hey, I'm rooting for Mick Cronin.
There you go. Bergman just texted me. Go Bruins, all caps.
Nice. Caps spelled K-A-P-S, by the way.
No, not that.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, I can always tell, though, when that's always like a tell to me. When, like, I'm watching somebody and they're like, they'll be like, I don't know. You know, back in the day, Mike Krzyzewski and them boys, like, they, you know, they don't watch, like,
yeah. them boys is, I don't know anybody else's name.
Yeah, but I know the coach. Yeah. Right. Jim Boeheim and them boys.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike Krzyzewski and company.
Yeah.
Right.
It's the Island Boys.
It's the Island Boys.
Now, have you watched the Island Boy video that I sent you?
I watched like 10 seconds of it.
Maybe Tyler can play it for us.
No.
Or Laura can play it.
I have the audio, but it sounds real bad.
Yeah, it sounds bad.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Captain.
But he's an Island Boy.
But
Island
just
by.
So you think, you know, I don't want you to think that we don't have it. We actually do. But see, it sounds bad.
There
Island
we go.
Bye. You too can be an Island Bye.
I like it better when you sing it, Cappy.
It's an Island Bye. An Island Bye. Yeah, it's good. All right, George, little dealer's choice. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, talk to me about something. I saw this weekend on Instagram, and I know you rarely post on social media, like, you know, just like five times a day, so not that much.
Not really five times a day.
Let me ask you this. You and Kelly Sedano, newest member of the Circle of Trust, celebrated your anniversary this weekend, is that right?
Correct.
How many years?
12.
Very nice. Mazel tov. Anything happening this weekend? I mean, did you do anything anniversary related? I know you got little kids and you had
a
game
yesterday.
No,
we were going to go somewhere, but the, so... Basically, we were going to have a date night, but it got canceled because because of all the rain, the Little League got pushed back. All the games got pushed back. The fields were super, like, wet, and we had to wait for them to dry out a little bit. So his game didn't go till like, 4 o'clock. So by the time we were done with that, it was, like, you know, close to 6, and then we had to – so we just did, like, a dinner at the house.
By the way, tell whoever's running Mateo's Little League, cut the freaking grass, man. I looked at the game film.
Well, they had to play on the grass and not the field because the infield dirt was mud.
Yeah.
They had to play on grass. That was like the best option for the T-ball kids played. They moved the other kids to Sunday, the bigger kids to Sunday. But they figured the T-ball kids could play on the grass because the infield was all mud.
Yeah, I was doing some film study on Mateo and his T-ball team, and I noticed the field conditions, and I was like, man, I can't have pro athletes out there in field conditions like that. I don't care if they're 4-year-old T-ball players.
Yeah.
Get a kid's ankle hurt.
Yeah.
I didn't see that, Kathy.
By the way, I got dealer's choice for you.
Yeah, well, this was my dealer's choice.
You can finish yours in a second, but I got, this is important news for you.
Oh, go ahead.
The Lomi I bought, Julia?
Yeah.
A 3-year extended warranty.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I'm going to need that.
Yeah.
So I was asking you about an anniversary and what you might do because this week, and I don't really have an official day per se, but it's this week, I'm celebrating my 4-year anniversary.
With Rachel.
Correct.
Okay.
4 years flew by, George.
Wow.
I need some ideas. So, hey, Circle of Trust, if you got some romantics out there, I definitely need some ideas as to how to celebrate a 4-year anniversary from a woman who has, for all intent and purposes, saved my life.
Why don't you do something like, romantic, you know? Do like a beach picnic or something.
Aw, that's cute.
You know? That's what we were going to do until everything got pushed back because of the... Yeah, the weather.
See you at Yamava on Thursday, pal.
All right, yeah, that's right. Enjoy your next 2 days off. Great job, Cappy. Great job, Tyler, in for Linz and Laura. Excellent work as always. Slee at sunset. Sunset's not happening for another 1 minute and 8 seconds, so enjoy that.